Thanks very much, Andy. I'm Jason Craig, the General Manager of Marketing and Trading at the CBH Group. I'm first going to give one slide just to explain CBH, because we've been here for 80 years in Western Australia, but probably a lot of people don't know much about CBH. So let's go here. CBH is 80 years of age, and we're a farmers cooperative with 4,200 members here in Western Australia. We are Australia's largest exporter, with a turnover of more than $3 billion, making us actually one of Australia's largest private companies. We have many ports, or four ports, around Western Australia in the Wheat Belt, in Geraldton, Kwinana, Albany and Esperance, and of course we have a logistics network throughout the Wheat Belt. The company also has a number of investments overseas, and it has investments in flour milling and malting throughout Southeast Asia. So this company is really about creating and delivering sustainable returns to Western Australian growers. And each year, obviously, we're turning over around $3 billion, but we are returning most of that money back to our growers. This is a very rare success story in the cooperative space, particularly in agriculture, but we are here for the long term. And as part of that, we need to develop and change as our markets change. So I'm going to primarily talk about what is happening in the trading business, less about what happens in the operational business, which is predominantly our storage and handling. So because we are a growers cooperative, we are focused on our farmers. And they are also going through the digital revolution. In fact, in some cases, they're leading the world in this. And this slide was an Accenture slide, but it really shows from, you know, the basics of the past where they are into the present, because now they are overwhelmed with the amount of data they are getting. In fact, you know, when they are driving a tractor today, they are not actually even driving it. They are just sitting there as, you know, the GPS is basically, you know, driving the tractor for itself. And so their world is changing a lot. And you can see on the other side, you know, weather stations and sensoring is becoming more and more of part of their business. So the tradition of being a hard worker on a farm with, you know, mechanization is rapidly changing. And we're seeing them being more digitized and using their information to ensure they're more productive. Because West Australian farmers are working against or competing against the international market, with 95% of their production going to more than 30 countries around the world. So how does CBH help them? We have started to produce tools to support our Western Australian growers. And this is from planting in the paddock all the way through to improving their delivery efficiency and even to marketing their grain and increasing the transparency in the marketplace. As this is a business that is, it has to be internationally competitive, and to be internationally competitive, our growers must be internationally competitive. But of course, our markets are fundamentally changing, and we're seeing a lot more algorithmic trading in the physical markets. This market is changing a lot. We're seeing new players into this market. And of course, we probably are a little bit on the slower side. The grains and oil seeds is predominantly us, but it is moving rapidly. And you have to remember, the grain trade is one of the oldest trades in the world. It has been there for centuries. And our automation is increasing quite rapidly. So what do we do? And what is going to happen to our roles at CBH and with our growers? And of course, we want to value our people, most importantly. And so I want to talk about two slides, and I've put one of them up, about our age demographics in our trading department, trading and operations department. And it's interesting from the perspective that there is a big perception that people who work at CBH are 45 and above, they're male, and that is not necessarily the case. In fact, 70% of our employees are below the age of 45, and approximately 30% of them are below the age of 35. So we've been heavily investing in younger people and changing the generation that is at CBH. Now, this is not easy to attract people to a farmers cooperative in what is probably a very unsexy industry. But I also want to talk about gender participation. Our gender participation is more than 30% female in the trading and operations division. And why? We don't do this to make sure we meet a quota. We do this unashamedly for one thing: financial returns. And over the last 6 or 7 years, our financial returns have been better than anyone in the industry. But this is not necessarily enough. As we move forward, as I said, in an internationally competitive marketplace, you would have seen many times in the media about our Black Sea competition: lower costs, more efficiency, and, you know, against first world countries like ourselves. So what is our approach going forward here? And we're starting to think about what we need to do going forward, because we can't stand still. It can't be just about employing younger people. It cannot be about employing just gender. It can't be about race, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, we have 11 or 12 nationalities working for us as well. We have to think about new approaches. And so now we are changing the way we are working. And one of the first initiatives we looked at was RPA. And this is about robotic process automation. It's probably one of the most simplistic things you can do. But this is about easing the simple parts of people's roles by automating that even further and improving where we are going. Now, the person in our group who started this is one of our 60-year-old ladies who said, "There's too much repetition in my role and I want to simplify this." And this is how it's happened. And then we've moved to more decision support models. And this has been important: price predictive models, optimization. Many of you would have seen these in your own roles. But this has taken a lot more development as we move forward. And how has our approach been in the data analytics, the predictive models? In fact, we've been using Quantum Black, a McKinsey company, to assist us in this area. Because starting a data science area is not easy. And there are a lot of tricks to this, and there's a few trip-ups that you have along the way. It doesn't always work out that easy. And it's pretty easy to work out the operating model. We got that sorted out quite quickly. The platform and the technology, you can bring all the tech in, but it's about the people. It's about who do you bring in? What is your talent hiring? How do you convince everyone who's 45 and above? What is this about data science? And this has been an important part as we move to the next step at CBH. Now, I think there's one fundamental change, and it probably for the miners, they might have a very similar approach to this, but there's one fundamental thing we have learnt. And that thing is to get the broader skill base. If we can find that broader skill base with data science, analytics, that is the area which is the key. Because there's one thing that CBH can teach them, and that is agriculture. And that's the big difference we have learned. Thank you.